Can you describe what you should expect during a normal foaling?
Yeah, and that's something that I can't talk enough about, particularly to my students here, is you have to know the normals before you can pick anything that's abnormal. So the first thing, my first tip is always, it's always exciting and it's always fun, on the normal ones. Basically, and some mares do it very differently. We divide usually foaling up into three stages. So a first stage, the first stage is those initial uterine contractions where the mare gets restless, may get a little sweaty. However, some mares do not show any signs at all. You can be sitting and staring at them and they're just standing there and suddenly they break water and they're foaling. So stage one can go on for hours. Sometimes in the younger mare that's not sure about that, that crampiness inside, she's a little bit more anxious about what might be happening. And so those can go on for a little bit longer. Sometimes some mares go into stage one, and then they'll settle down for a little bit. So they'll get a restless and calm down, go back to eating, and you think, oh, it's a false alarm. And then they'll start stage one again. So it can come and go a little bit. And it can be very variable. It can be from a mare that normally she stands in one position in a stall to eat or something, or and tonight she's standing in a different location. So it can be very variable. Stage two is actually the birth of the foal. So that's when the water breaks, and that's actually what we technically refer to as the rupture of the chorioallantois. So that's when that fetal membrane actually breaks open to let the foal out. And what happens with that is there's more forceful uterine contractions that cause that foal to then break through those fetal membranes. And they should rupture nicely. And the first thing you usually see as that ruptures is a nice white, what we call, some people will say, oh, we see the bag, the white bag, and that's actually the amnion. The foal's contained in two kind of sacs. The immediate sac around the foal is this very, very paper thin, and it's fairly, it should be normally transparent, and it's this white kind of transparent sac that the foal is in. And then the outer sac is the chorioallantois, and that's the thing that breaks to let the water out for when the foal comes out. So the first thing you will see is that little bit of white bag that comes out. And then just behind that should be two front feet. And then sitting on top of those should be the foal's nose. And the mare may get up and down. And this is when the foal makes that final rotation. So they may be slightly on their side and you'll watch the mare get up and down. And I think partly with what the mare does, you'll see her get up and down on one side and then get up and down on the other side. And I think she actually helps position that foal and helps that final rotation go along. So we always need to make sure that those mares had plenty of space. If they're in a stall, plenty of space to move around and do that and be comfortable and feel like that they can do that. And they will get up and down. Occasionally a mare will foal standing up, but that's not the most common way they do it. And then so that time frame for that foal should be out that majority of the time within 20 minutes. Sometimes they're out in 10 minutes. And 30 minutes is my upper limit for when that foal should come out. If you're getting to the 25 minute stage and you've still only got those little two front feet there, then something's probably not going right, that someone should be addressing that. And then the third of the three stages is actually after the delivery of the foal. So the third stage is actually that mare passing that placenta at the end. And that should happen, typically it happens 20 minutes to an hour, but anywhere up to 3 hours is okay for a mare for stage three.